Many Americans think a circus must have elephants, lions, dancing bears, and acrobats. But circuses are changing. In May, after traveling the country for almost 150 years, the large Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus will close. But different kinds of circuses are still successful. They include Cirque du Soleil. It combines music, acrobatics, and storytelling. Adam Woolley operates Circus Now, a nonprofit group that supports efforts by circus performers to combine traditional circus skills like acrobatics, juggling, and the trapeze with storytelling. Woolley says circuses have been changing for many years by increasingly telling stories.
Circus artists have been producing new and incredible circus acts and apparatuses and shows that have an artistic context and theatrical storylines or well-drawn characters. And this has been happening around the world for the past 10, 15 years or so.
One of those circuses is the Racehorse Company from Finland. It was part of the Circus Now Festival in New York this month. Acrobat Rauli Kosonen started the circus with a few other performers 9 years ago.
I think it's really pure art form in the sense that you can really feel the risks. There's a lot of risks, so you can get a lot of adrenaline when you watch it if there is kind of tricks that make your heart bounce because it's real. They can see that if they make a mistake, they might get hurt. So I guess that's always been why circus is appealing. It reminds us that we are humans.
Kosonen has been injured many times during his performances.
Well, I had 3 operations, then it's part of the job. Sometimes you don't get lucky.
Kendall Riley is one of the founders of New York's only child aerial theater. He says with his group, telling a story or a narrative is even more important than the skills of performing in a circus. He says the skills the performers learn are designed to drive and support the story. In a former factory in Brooklyn, Riley's performers are preparing for the latest show called Asylum. Co-founder Nikki Miller says there is a story, but none of the performers speaks. The story is told through acrobatics, dance, music, and projected images and shadow.
We would describe it as a theater piece that includes a lot of aerial work, dance, some recorded music, some live music, and overhead projection and shadow. So the story is told rather than through dialogue, through the conversation of all of those theatrical vocabularies instead.
Adam Woolley says the only child and racehorse performers simply want to entertain people.
With lots of practice and hard work, we can accomplish the impossible. That's the core idea that everyone in circus believes in and that everyone in circus tries to impart to the audiences, is that I have dedicated my life to this 7 minutes of performance and honed my skill to the place where I'm going to accomplish something in front of you now that you did not think could be done.
I'm John Smith.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。